This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
An October morning in a quiet suburb in a town in Scotland. A man is walking his dog when suddenly shots are fired from a car. The man falls to the ground and the car speeds off. An ordinary residential area, but extraordinary things happen in ordinary places.
The instinct right away was it was a political thing.
We're talking about Russian-trained, high-ranking officer in the Secret Service.
An Assassin Comes to Town, a six-part podcast. Available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
All right, man, you ready to do this?
Let's get it.
Jeremy, you ready to go to work, man? All right, look, you play too much. Tired. It is time, You know what that sound means?
Time to get to work.
You don't know what that sound means? That means that the black market is open, man. This bill attracts money to the business.
Okay, they all wore green.
Yeah, I see. Man, look at what is this suit you got on, man?
Man, I got this from ASOS, actually.
Man, stand up. This suit look real fucking untrustworthy. I just want them to see it. Because my audience like to laugh at shit like that, bro. You spend a lot of money on this shit, too, dude.
Nah. I'm a smart shopper.
I know. Man, you buy this shit a size too small.
This suit don't call no more than buy.
Little bit ass suit.
Hey, not wear these days.
Suit. Your shoes bigger than your suit.
Y'all got shoes, too.
Somebody pick the camera up and get this suit. Because this shit ridiculous, man. I wouldn't have you on here like that. The fuck did you come out of a tube, my nigga? I could squeeze this nigga out of toothpaste too. Sit your ass down, bro. Where the hell you out here just wearing little suits?
Man, just
got a little tie to go with it.
Yep, skinny tie.
That's how I know you ain't getting money, bro. When you wear a suit like that, you don't give a fuck about no job no more.
You crazy, man. But you
you're
right,
like you're supposed to be on American Horror Story.
Nah.
What happened? Some nigga in a little green suit popped up. I don't know what happened after that. Nah, man, I'm just messing with you, though. You know, it's all in good fun. I'm a comedian, though.
Oh, wait.
But welcome to the black market / trap. It's black market in the daytime, then it's a trap at night.
Man. Okay.
I heard you've been very successful over there. Got one of the number one electronics repair stores in Atlanta. Founder, CEO, level 10 repairs. My man, AJ Dewberry.
Yep.
Welcome, welcome. How you been?
Been good, man, been good. Just been grinding and been just continuously mentoring and trying to inspire others to do the same thing.
Man, give them a brief rundown on how you got here to this point.
It's crazy how it started. So at first, I was a supervisor at UPS. I was a senior in college.
What does the supervisor at UPS even do?
UPS, I was just watching other people telling them what to do. Cause I used to load trucks. So that's what I started doing. I was loading trucks, and then I got promoted from there to be a supervisor.
Damn, AJ, you's a truck loading motherfucker. Hey, we got something else for you. You too good at this truck loading.
Hey, but yeah, I ended up getting employed a month, like my third month there.
Hell no.
Yeah, and then like 2 months after that.
And everything.
On the wall, having a certificate? Nah.
What they give you for that? Just a certificate?
I had like a $20 Subway gift card. So.
You work your ass off for a month for two subs.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know, they probably got a lot though.
Right.
Yeah, I only got two subs. Yeah.
But now let me ask you this though, as a business owner, do you see like how incentives like that can motivate the people that work for you?
But it's,
don't give
way.
Them $20 shit, but I'm saying like people like to be rewarded for their hard work.
Yeah, and make them go harder, and then, you know, it just...
Make them feel like they're a part of something.
Yeah, it build the trust, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can be like, well, I know you're going to look out for me, so, you know, I don't got no reason to even think about going to get you.
Yeah, it bring the best out of people.
Yeah.
Okay, so you do that, and then what? What happens after you decide, I ain't employee of the month, especially for no $20?
After that, I was just talking to them, because I had wanted to go corporate when I graduated, because at that time, by employee of the month, it was like the beginning of my senior year.
Of high school?
No, college.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, ain't no way in the hell I'm about to let my supervisor be in the 12th grade.
Hey, I wish though. Hey, by the way, I was the youngest supervisor at the Forest Park Hub.
Okay, bet.
So, I do that. So I say about 2 months after the employee of the month, you know, he would just talk to me about being supervisor. I'm like, yeah, I'll take the test or whatever. That way I can move on up. Cause you got to be a supervisor so you can get in the hub to go corporate.
Okay.
So. I took all the tests and everything and it came out pretty good. So a month later, that's when it started. But I'm thinking I'm gonna have less stuff to do, but that would really give me more stuff to do. Right. Like, yeah, I was watching everybody else being sure they did what they had to do too. But then I have to go inside and I gotta do computer work. I'm like, I gotta do computer work now. Right. So I gotta, you know, I gotta pick up my people's slack and stuff like that. But it really was a learning lesson for me because it taught me everything that I use in my business now. As far as my employees and how I move to do things for my staff.
Right. When did you establish your business and what was the driving force behind it?
So 3 months after I was a supervisor came spring break. So this was like March of my senior year. Me and my cousin, we had went to LA. Being out there made me dream. I'm like, damn, I want to live like these people. I said, I want to just ride in my car and not, you know, care or have to clock in and nobody. I just want to be on my own terms. I literally came back. And I just had got my refund check, too. That's how I ever go at Cali and all that.
Exactly.
So that was my last refund check. So I'm like, I need to do something with this money. So I just did short work. They were calling me, blowing me up.
No like, call, no
shit. You know, UPS, they got, like, counseling. They got, like, a whole bunch of different stuff for you. They're like, do you need to see one of our counselors and all that? I'm like, nah, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm all good. So they like, well, nothing wrong with him, man. He the young supervisor. He about to go corporate. He just quit. Like, what's wrong with them? So they really thought something wrong. But I just had a vision that only I had at that time. When I first told my parents I quit, my dad told me I was stupid. He was like, you got a good job, you know, stuff like that. I should have stayed with it. My mom, she always trusted me. She was like, I know you're going to do what you got to do.
Right.
Because I never been a type to call home and need something.
Right.
So that's why she felt that. She was like, well, she know I'm handling my business. So that's when I just went home and I struggled on Instagram. And I'm like, I want to do something innovative. And I said, I can either do a shirt print business, a photography business, or I can do cell phone repair. Cause I had somewhat experience in all those things. So I'm like, I know if I, you know, put my all in one of those, I can get work.
Yeah. When did you get your experience in, you know, your experience in repairing phone?
I had tried to fix my first phone was iPhone 4. This was my like freshman or sophomore year of college. I had ordered a screen off Amazon and I tried to fix it and it didn't work. It actually started smoking. Yeah, it had started smoking. And then from there, I just had ordered another screen. I was like, I gotta get this phone to work. So then it worked. So from there, that was like my, you know, a little experience that I had. But I was like, I know if I can get that to work.
You just went out like, I fix it myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I quit my job before I knew what I was going to do. Yeah. Like, it really was like, it's a blessing for real.
Yeah.
So once I actually figured out what I was going to do, I just started doing like a lot of research on Instagram, on YouTube and stuff. YouTube University taught me everything. Shout out to YouTube University. YouTube University taught me everything.
No excuses. No excuses.
And it's crazy because I graduated that same semester, but yeah, YouTube taught me everything. Yeah. So yeah, I literally was on YouTube for about 45 hours a day. And I'll get like everybody old cell phones, all my friends' old phones, iPhone 5, 6s. And now I'll just be taking them apart and putting them back together. I didn't have my screens yet. I had ordered the screens off eBay. I don't want them to come in, but in the meantime, you know, I found like a glasses toolkit. So I was just using that to open and just build my own experience until everything came I needed. With me doing everything by myself without a mentor, I ended up spending too much money on stuff I didn't need. So I ended up spending about $5,500 for everything, but I only need to spend like $2,000.
Damn.
Yeah. But, you know, I still had everything I needed anyway, so I just kept perfecting my craft, kept working, kept building. So I would spend, like I said, 45 hours a day on YouTube and just hands-on learning. After that, I would get on Craigslist and Instagram, post ads for like an hour consistently. On Instagram, I was running up my followers. I had got up to 7,500 because they wouldn't let me follow more than 7,500 people at the time. And I just had a picture that I stole off Google, or it's a whole bunch of cracked screens on the floor. So I posted that picture and I was just following people. So they get saw a screen, well, cracked screens, and it said, come soon for my capture. So, you know, they saw some stuff by my bio, but I didn't say it was me. I didn't pick my name and then in there. I just had them thinking it was a random person. Because at first I was thinking like I just want to, you know, build my brand. Because that was what I mainly focus on. So I ended up coming up with a brand called Level 10. And today, Level 10 consists of, you know, repairs, Level 10 and Friends, which is my nonprofit, Level 10 Music, which is a music group that I have.
Okay.
So at that time, like I was like, I wanted to get start something because I was engineering. Right. At that time too, I had artists I was engineering for. So at that time,
I'm just do thinking, it all.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
So at that time, I'm thinking like I'm gonna have a phone shop, and I'm gonna have a studio in the back. I don't draw it on a sheet of paper. I'm in my apartment still.
Yeah.
This is before I even went out and fixed my first phone. I'm already just drawing everything. Got just really envisioning what I want to be, and I'm setting deadlines to get stuff done so I can get that too. Because you got to set goals.
You're it like you already got it, just even in the building phase.
Oh, I had watched Wolf of Wall Street, too. I saw that movie literally like 2 weeks before I quit my job. And that helped inspire it, too.
Yeah.
But I'm just, like I said, it's really with the time management for me because I had to adapt to being in my own time, too. You know, it's not like I can just go in the building and then I got to be here at this time, here at this time, here at this time. I really had to sit down and set my own schedule.
Right.
Like, be like, well, I'm waking up at 9, like I would go and work my job, and I need to do this and this time, this and that time. And the whole time I started my business, I'm still in college. I'm still in school trying to do homework, riding the campus, knocking out classes, all that. So summer, that's when I finished school. I ended up grinding up enough from my business to pay my own tuition. So it was just me, like, really just trying to just complete everything I was starting, honestly.
So that's the inception, the beginning. Like,
yeah.
What was the next step taking it to the next level?
So at 3 weeks after I quit my job, I'm just training. That's when I first launched the business. So April 22nd, 2015, that was the very first day I was mobile. And I made a mistake. And it was a blessing at the same time because of the learning experience.
Right.
So I did 50% off everything my first 2 days in business, but I was booked open and closed. But that's why I was doing 50% off. I ain't made no money. But I built word of mouth, and because I was young and I was trying to do something with myself, people, they love to see it. So they just start spreading the word to other people, and really word of mouth helped me more than anything.
Yeah. Seriously. What's your IG and all that now? Like, how can they get in touch with you?
You can follow the business page at Level 10 Repairs. Yeah. That's number 10, L-E-V-E-L 10 R-E-P-A-I-R-S. Or me at AJ underscore Dewberry.
Okay, you gotta tell me some more about your other businesses that you got also.
Yo.
So you got music group, what else? A serial investor?
Basically, yeah. Yeah, I do a little real estate.
Bro, like, what's your educational background? You're a well-spoken man, you smart, apparently, you know what I mean? Yeah. Not apparently, shit, we're seeing it in motion, so it's like.
What's crazy is, like, I come from a family where my father didn't graduate high school. My mom, all she did was graduate.
Yeah.
So I don't really come from, you know what I'm saying, too much education. Like when I was in high school, getting ready to go to college, it was just me and my counselors. Yeah. I didn't have no help. You know what I'm saying? I just tried to really change where I was at.
College?
I went to Albany State at first.
Yeah. At first?
Yeah. And then when I moved to Atlanta, I had finished at Clayton State.
Okay, Clayton State.
And I moved to Atlanta because I wanted to start a business. I didn't know what I was gonna start. I was thinking I'm probably do some real estate or something like that. But my vision was different. I mean, yeah, I do here and now.
That's what I was about to tell you, though. I was asking about your educational background. It's like, bro, it's something about you. You got a light, man. Don't stop. Like, you a young man, bro. Try to take over as much of this shit as you can. Like, the way that you self-educated, self-motivated, driven, bro, you got unlimited potential.
Yeah.
Especially if you keep your same outlook and don't get jaded by the world, bro. You know how hard it is to do anything, especially something by yourself and from the ground up, and you having the know-how and, you know, the intuition to put this with this and to make that happen. Bro, I can't do nothing but salute that, man. Keep
Yeah, man.
So let them know where they can get in touch with you, how they can come spend some money with you.
Oh, yeah.
Sign to the music group or do some investing or whatever it is that you might be doing at the moment.
All right. We have three store locations. We have one downtown Atlanta at 212 Pryor Street, right by the courthouse. Everybody know where the jail in Atlanta at. We literally walking distance right across the street.
Right.
We have a location in Tire Boulevard in Jonesboro, Georgia, right on the south side, and one down in Griffin, Georgia, my hometown. And we do things like fit cell phones, fits the back glasses of the phones, cameras, batteries, everything. We cell phones, buy phones, tablets, computers.
So if you got Apple all the old iPads and MacBooks sitting around at the crib, you don't know what to do with them, holler at this young man right here. He can put that back together for you. I'm about to take in my, I got the Apple with the big back.
Uh-oh.
The see-through joint. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, man, we're going to make sure that we blow your business up and we, you know, people know exactly how to get in touch with you. My dog, his phone broke right now. I'm going to see what you give us an estimate at least.
Got to come see me. I got you.
I bet, gotcha, man.
I know everybody want to upgrade to the iPhone 14 too, so we're doing a special right now. We're doing $100 to fix the back glass of your current phone if it broke. You got a 13 or 12 that's broke. You want to trade it in? We're doing a special for $100.
My man, AJ Dewberry, Level 10 Repairs. The black market is open. Hell you talking about. Get you a suit like AJ.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com, that's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.